Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. We're talking all about personal projects today, and we've got some fascinating material from photographer Don Giannotti.
Ah, yes, Giannotti.
To dig into. So, you know, if you're a photographer or really anyone in a creative field, you know, you've probably heard that personal projects are important.
Right.
But Giannotti really goes beyond that, and he argues that they're not just like a nice little extra.
Yeah.
They're actually crucial for growth and development.
Mm.
So we're going to unpack why that is.
He makes a very compelling case for it.
Yeah. What's that core idea that he's putting forward?
Well, it really comes down to creative freedom, I think. You know, when you're working with clients, there's always limitations. You have to work within their brand, their vision, their needs. Yeah. But with a personal project, you're free to explore your own ideas, experiment, push your boundaries without any of those constraints.
It's funny because when you say creative freedom, I was thinking he actually calls them self-driven projects.
Yes, he does.
And that word really stuck out to me because it implies that you're the one in the driver's seat.
Exactly. You set the destination, you choose the route.
You're not following someone else's map.
And that's so important for developing your own unique style and vision.
So it's not just about having fun. It's actually a strategic way to grow as a creative.
Absolutely. And Giannotti outlined some pretty powerful benefits that come from that freedom.
She lists like six of them, right?
Six. Yeah. He talks about creative freedom, of course, skill development, expanding your portfolio, building your personal brand.
Wow.
Emotional fulfillment, and even networking opportunities.
Okay. So there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do a whole deep dive on each of those benefits.
Easily.
But I'm curious about one in particular that he mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
The personal branding aspect, you know? Mm-hmm. I can see how personal projects help photographers stand out,
right?
Especially in a crowded market.
Mm-hmm.
But how exactly does that work?
It's all about showcasing who you are as an artist beyond just your technical abilities. So with a personal project, you can express your unique style, your point of view, the kind of work you're really passionate about.
So it's kind of like a visual statement.
Exactly. It's like saying, this is what I can do when I'm not limited by a brief.
That's really powerful.
It is. And Giannotti makes the point that this kind of work can lead to a lot of emotional fulfillment, too.
Right, because you're connecting with your work on a deeper level.
Exactly. You're exploring themes that resonate with you personally. It's not just about fulfilling a client's needs.
And he gives some great examples of photographers who are doing just that, like Jennifer Arse, who used personal projects to move into motion work.
That's a great example.
Yeah. And Lizzie Cuevas Johnson, she actually turned her personal projects into books.
Wow. So they can really lead to some tangible outcomes.
It's inspiring to see how these photographers took their passion and turned it into something concrete. And there's so many more examples, too. Like Larry Felton, his whole signature style actually evolved from a portrait project he started in his own town.
I love that story.
And then there's Alex Baker, who explore the complexities of motherhood through her work.
Such a powerful theme.
It is. It really shows how these projects can be about more than just aesthetics.
They can tap into some really deep meaning.
And then you have Carla McMahon, whose project documenting a gin distillery actually led to a bunch of new clients for her.
That's amazing how these unexpected connections can happen.
It really highlights how the impact of these projects can ripple outward in ways you might not expect.
It all starts with finding the right idea, though.
Yeah, Giannotti calls it finding that just right project.
Right. And he actually offers some really practical steps for doing just that.
He lays out five, right?
Yep, five steps. The first one is to think about your personal interests outside of photography.
Okay, so not even thinking about photography at this point.
Yeah, not yet. It's about tapping into what truly excites you. Because that passion is going to fuel your project in the long run.
So it could be anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like travel or cooking or social justice.
Exactly. Whatever really sparks your curiosity.
And then step two is to identify areas for skill growth. What do you want to get better at?
Mm-hmm. It could be lighting, posing, post-processing, anything.
So you're learning and growing while pursuing something you're passionate about.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Then step three is to think about practicality and feasibility.
Right. Don't get bogged down in something too ambitious.
Yeah, start small.
Find that balance between a challenge and something you can actually accomplish.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got passion, we've got skills, we've got feasibility. What's next?
Step four is where things get interesting. Giannotti says, you have to challenge yourself to step outside of your comfort zone.
Oh, I like that.
What makes you a little nervous? Embrace that discomfort.
Because that's where the breakthroughs happen.
Exactly.
But how do you even identify those discomfort zones, especially in a visual field like photography?
It could be trying a new genre, experimenting with a different technique, or even just photographing subjects you haven't tackled before.
So pushing those creative boundaries and seeing what happens.
Exactly. And a lot of the photographers Giannotti highlights in the article did just that. They took risks and it paid off.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Okay, so final step, step five.
This one's all about purpose. Giannotti says to think about what you want to say with your work.
Oh, I see. So it's more than just taking pretty pictures.
It's about telling a story, conveying a message, infusing your project with deeper meaning.
That makes a lot of sense. And it brings us to another really interesting question that Giannotti raises.
Oh, and what's that?
The whole planning versus spontaneity debate. Should you meticulously plan everything or just dive in and see where things go?
That's the age-old dilemma, isn't it?
It is, and I can see the merits of both approaches. But I'm curious to hear what Giannotti has to say about it.
Me too. Let's dive into that next. Well, he says it really depends on the project, you know? Some projects require a lot of planning, especially if they're complex or involve a lot of resources.
Right, like you can't just spontaneously decide to photograph a remote tribe in the Amazon.
Exactly. You need permits, equipment, travel arrangements, all that stuff. But for other projects, especially those that are more about exploring a concept or a feeling, sometimes it's better to just dive in and see where things go.
He gives the examples of Scott Montgomery and Robin O'Neill, who both created really impactful projects in very short time frames.
Right. It's like that saying, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah.
Sometimes those limitations can actually spark creativity.
Yeah, you have to be resourceful and make decisions quickly.
Exactly. But then he also talks about photographers like Lars Schneider and Beth Galton, whose projects took years to develop.
Wow. So it's really a spectrum.
It is. And I think it also depends on your personality. Some people thrive on structure and planning.
Right.
While others prefer to be more spontaneous.
And that's totally okay. There's no right or wrong way to approach it.
Exactly. As long as you're staying true to yourself and your creative vision.
And this actually brings us back to something we talked about earlier, the importance of personal projects not being about perfection.
Yes. Giannotti emphasizes that over and over again. It's about exploration, growth, and play.
It's funny you say play because he actually uses the phrase nearly obsessive to describe the kind of energy that fuels a great personal project.
Right. It's not about being perfect. It's about being passionate.
So it's about having that drive, that deep-seated curiosity that keeps you going even when things get tough.
Exactly. And that's something that I think is relevant for anyone, not just photographers.
Totally. I mean, if you're a musician, a writer, a chef, whatever it is.
If you want to grow and evolve, you need to have that kind of passion for what you do.
And personal projects are a great way to cultivate that passion.
They are. They give you the space to explore your ideas without any pressure or expectations.
It's like giving yourself permission to be curious again, to rediscover that joy of creation.
Exactly. And that can be incredibly powerful.
So I guess the question is, how do we tap into that? How do we find that nearly obsessive passion for our work?
Well, I think it starts with remembering why we do what we do in the first place. What drew us to this particular path?
And maybe it also involves letting go of some of that fear of failure.
Absolutely. Allowing ourselves to make mistakes, to experiment, to try new things without worrying about the outcome.
So it's about giving ourselves permission to play.
Exactly. And to remember that the journey is just as important as the destination.
That's a great point. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay.
It's one thing you're passionate about that you could turn into a personal project.
It could be something you've always wanted to try or something you used to love doing but haven't made time for lately.
The important thing is to choose something that truly excites you.
Because that's where the magic happens. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, you know, as we've been talking about all of this, I've been thinking about how we often get so caught up in the how-tos of these projects.
Yeah.
Like the steps and the planning and all that, that we forget about the most important ingredient.
Oh, and what's that?
The joy.
Yeah.
The pure fun of it. Mm. You know, it seems like Giannotti is really emphasizing that these projects should be fueled by passion and playfulness.
Absolutely. He talks about how they can be an antidote to the pressures that creatives face in their everyday work.
Right. It's a chance to reconnect with that love of the craft.
Exactly. To experiment without judgment and just have fun.
It reminds me of how kids approach creativity, you know, with that sense of wonder and fearlessness.
Totally. They're not worried about the outcome. They're just enjoying the process of making something.
And I think as we get older, we can sometimes lose touch with that.
It's true. We get so focused on goals and deadlines and achieving things.
But personal projects give us permission to tap back into that childlike curiosity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just create for the pure joy of it.
And that's something that can benefit anyone, regardless of experience level or even creative field.
Absolutely. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out.
That sense of play is what keeps the creative fire burning.
It is. And it's often in those moments of play that we stumble upon our most innovative ideas.
It's like giving yourself permission to wander off the beaten path.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And see where it leads.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a challenge.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Think back to your childhood. What was something you loved doing? Something that brought you pure joy and satisfaction.
Oh, I like this.
It could be anything. Drawing, building with Legos, writing stories, whatever sparked that sense of wonder in you.
That's a beautiful exercise. It's about reconnecting with that core creative impulse.
And then ask yourself, how can you bring a bit of that playfulness into your life today?
Yeah.
What's one small step you can take to reconnect with that joy and exploration?
Maybe it's picking up a forgotten hobby or trying a new technique.
Or just giving yourself permission to create without expectations.
Exactly. To make space for that creative play, even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't even have to share it with anyone.
It's just for you.
Just about rekindling that love of creating for the pure joy of it.
What a wonderful thought to end on.
So thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into the power of personal projects.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've been inspired to go out there and explore your own creative passions.
Oh.
And until next time, keep creating, keep playing, and keep that spark alive.